This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As America is unsure how President Biden's open border policy will play out, some states are not waiting for the fallout. Dan Naraki explains.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is dispatching 50 members of her state's National Guard to the southern border to help deal with the illegal immigration crisis. The president of the Border Patrol Union says they always welcome any Guard personnel that come to the border. Brandon Judd tells Fox News how Guard troops can help Border Patrol agents in their mission.
Well, they serve as our eyes. Oftentimes, Border Patrol agents are stuck in fixed locations where they're watching cameras. Or they're on scope trucks, and when we're in those locations, we can't actually be out apprehending people. So the National Guard comes in and they serve as our eyes. They report directly to the Border Patrol, they radio in any traffic that they see, and then we're able to direct our agents to those locations where the illegal activity is taking place. And it's extremely effective. It allows us to put more of our manpower in the field. So we always welcome as many National Guardsmen as we can possibly get.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
America's remembering one of our great leaders. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former defense secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on a lot of matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
President Trump visited the unfinished border wall yesterday and saw the crisis firsthand, saying the country is sick right now. Included in the entourage, Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News had this to say.
The Biden administration's border policies have created a crisis that is a threat to every single American. And the thing that stood out to us the most is really the human tragedy of it all. We saw droves of migrants coming over. We stayed there late into the night after 1 o'clock in the morning. Groups come across 24 hours a day. particularly at night, because they think they'll be undetected. There are unaccompanied minors. There are children abandoned literally by the cartels there. And the scope of this humanitarian crisis is something that I think should alarm every single person in this country, in addition to the safety and security measures that every American ought to be concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
Let me offer you one of the best gifts I can offer you this 4th of July, our 245th celebration of our country's independence. Get around, you know, as we were talking with Danny Natale earlier, and I think Megan Barth, our next guest, would agree with this, as you come around the grill and enjoy your burgers and hot dogs and you're talking, for a moment, pause for a moment of some serious consideration. And read the Declaration of Independence. All of you, take turns. Just read a sentence, read a paragraph, you know, and then go through the Constitution if you have the time. But I'll guarantee you, you will be so blessed, because there's no other country that has a declaration, certainly a Constitution as well, like this great American idea that we're celebrating. Yes, there's challenges out there, and there's a lot of false ideas being tossed around and false alternatives. But I'm telling you, there is nothing better this side of heaven than what our American foundings and our founding fathers have put together on our behalf. And here it is being threatened. And because of sheer ignorance and lack of understanding and lack of participation in a government of, for, and by we the people, it's all being threatened. Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, joins us now. Megan, what do you say?
Oh, geez, I think that's a great idea, Bill, especially in times like this, when what we are seeing is Joe Biden and his regime basically referring to anybody that's quoting Thomas Jefferson, for example, the blood of patriots, et cetera, as a domestic terrorist.
Right.
The Democrats like to use the Constitution really just as an accessory to a paper shredder.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done to the Constitution is they're not originalists, they're not federalists, they're progressives.
Mm-hmm.
So they will use the Constitution when it suits them or interpret the Constitution in order to suit them. What they have also done is just completely divide this country, not only amongst the color of your skin, but also, I don't know if you saw this on CNN yesterday, Fauci appeared. He hasn't been around in quite some time. And he now says there's two Americas, the America that's vaccinated and the America that's not vaccinated. So now we have another division of this
yes.
country between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And this is on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Democrats want. This is not united as one people.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats don't believe in that because they believe that through the division, they will get their power. And quite frankly, they're right.
They're forcing us to get vaccinated. This is what it comes down to. We're set to go to Hawaii to visit our grandchildren, and the pressure is on. TSA, airlines, they're starting to insist, and I'm asking, I'm going, okay, what about those of us who have, had contact with COVID? And the doctors, the science says that our immunity is better than the vaccination. Their eyes glaze over. They have no answer for it. All they know is what is being dictated from the powers to be, the Faucis, the CDC, the Biden administration, that want you to comply. If not, you've got hell to pay. You're not going to participate. You're not going to be able to fly on planes. Your liberties are restricted. I mean, this is outrageous. But look at, freedom is never free. And it may come down to this where we're going to have to, because it's already starting to happen, Megan Barth. You see what's happening. I'm proud. I got to tell you, I am proud of the American women who are taking a stand against CRT and have been storming the school boards across the country and saying, hell no with the CRT stuff. And God bless them for doing that. And I would encourage and I applaud them all the more because they are representative. This is what we the people, this is what freedom looks like, to push back against these knuckleheads and they're flat out idiots that based on a theory, critical race theory. I mean, just by name, we're going to let that drive the curricula in our educational institutions. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I was on a show yesterday and that topic of CRT came up and I said it reminded me of 2008 when people were showing up to city council meetings against Obamacare. And they were showing up not only to city council meetings, but if, the congressman, the Democrat congressman were going around and trying to sell it in town halls. And people were storming the town halls before you might get, 20 people here, 30
right.
people here. There were hundreds
yes.
of people showing up, taking over the town halls. In California, that's really what got me off my couch and activated was to, activate our community against Obamacare. And in turn, we ended up flipping the city council from a Democrat rule of 25 years. To now a Republican rule for the last or majority for the last, what?
You'd have been 14 years. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 12, 14 years. So this is a reminder and that all politics is local and the power of the person and the power of the individual is much greater than some elected body, especially when you're packing these school board meetings with hundreds of people. Everyone should know who is on their school board. The school board and the sheriff are probably two of the most important elections that you will be voting for and have been voting for. And many times these local races are ignored because we have such a hyper focus on national election. It's a little bit more sexy, right? I mean, especially with Trump in office, there was always something going on. But our local politics, that is where tyranny takes root, and that is where it starts to grow. Specifically, when you're talking about your sheriff is your constitutional guardian. He has more authority than any elected official outside of the president. And hell, he even has more authority than the president if he believes that the president is violating the Constitution. I mean, you should have Richard Mack on your show.
Exactly.
He sued the Bill Clinton administration against gun laws, and he won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And this comes back to the COVID. We have, for example, Sheriff Joe Lombardo is the sheriff of Clark County, Nevada, here where Vegas is located. He's running for governor as a Republican. I won't be voting for him. Because he did not stand up against the COVID tyranny of our Democrat governor, when by he could have. He could have not fined or enforced the rules that the governor passed down or the fiat, but he did.
Well, Megan, you're exactly right. And the thing that's scaring the left right now is that common sense is starting to return here to America. and they've had it. They've been pushed far enough. They've overstepped their boundaries with this COVID scare, what they've done to our kids and the educational system, what they've done and what they're doing with our liberties. And here it is, their poster child, Anthony Fauci, is falling on his face because all the lies are all, you know, being revealed right now. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. A costly burglary at the Tide Ministry production studio in Zimbabwe turned into a great reminder of the power of Jesus Christ to work through his body. We are encouraged by friends and ministry partners who are stepping forward to help replace what was stolen so that our production of Ndebele language programming does continue. And while our studio was already enforced with security measures, we've been enabled to take even more steps to keep the equipment safe from further crimes. Despite the enemy's attempt to use thieves to hinder the Tide Ministry activities, the enemy does not have power over the body of Christ. We at the Tide Ministry praise God that He's in control and that He has provided us with partners to stand with us in every situation. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can be a part of a global initiative to help build God's kingdom and tell the world about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth continues with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Megan, I was just thinking that, we got the midterms coming up. Before you know it, we'll be back with a general election in 2024. 2022 is going to be, I believe, a bit of saving grace for conservatives, and it will start to move the fulcrum back in the direction of where we, the people, can take control. But it's so important and imperative that we elect the right officials and that we support them in a way, and we let even those mushy elected officials know that mushiness is not going to carry the day, that we need elected officials with a backbone that are going to stand for our constitutional rights and support our freedoms. But the thing that I wanted to say as a warning is that all these particular, Republican-controlled states, they have to make sure that they're prepared against the Mark Eliases and the Democratic attorneys who came in mass like they did in 2020 and threatened the state officials with all kinds of what have you and lawsuits and everything. They needed to be in front of this and anticipate it in such a way that when they came, that they could deflect them and let it go through due process, in much the same way that the Democrats will use the legal system in due process, just like we're right now with the election. We can't find out what happened with the election because it's all caught up in due process. They know that. We may not find out maybe ever, or it may be 5 years down the road, that in fact it's proven that the election was fraudulent, that it was rigged, even with all the evidence, like everything else that's been coming out. We said that a lot that Donald Trump was talking about, he would be proved to be right after he left office, and sure enough, that is the case. Whether it has to do with Wuhan, the lab, and, China, and what happened in our southern border, what happened with the XL pipeline, Donald Trump is right, and the media, the legacy media, is not about to say, we screwed up. Donald Trump was right, and we were wrong. But the people are looking at the empirical evidence, and they're figuring it out very quickly, because where Donald Trump was right, Megan Barth, the people flourished. Gasoline prices were at all-time low. Our energy independence, our future was bright. Job creation was on the rise, and people were moving in a positive direction. Lowest unemployment in just about every demographic across the board. And now with Joe Biden, it's only taken him, 5 months to all but destroy and underpin everything everything positive that we experienced under the Trump administration.
Well, yeah, and don't forget about the border. The border is an absolute disaster. As Donald Trump said in Texas yesterday, all Joe Biden had to do was go to the beach and everything would have been fine. And we all wish that Joe Biden would have simply just gone to the beach. Yes, and this is only, 6 months in. Don't underestimate the evil of the Democrat Party. And by that, what I mean is the early warnings of the Delta variant. Now the Delta variant is going to be, and then there's going to be an Alpha variant, and then there's going to be a Beta variant. I'm not going to really be frightened of any variant, but I'd probably be more frightened of something called an Alpha variant than anything else. But they will use, again, a variant of COVID in order to duplicate the fraud that they committed in 2020. They will use another pandemic or another emergency in order to solidify their power into perpetuity. And so what I have said early on after the election was what we need is hyper-federalism, in that we need the red state governors to fix their election laws, strengthen their election laws, and the fraud occurred because of the reaction of the Democrats in Maricopa County or in Arizona, for example.
By the way, the Supreme Court backed up Arizona on their voting law.
Yeah.
They just gave them a positive 6-3 vote on that.
Excellent. And then hopefully Georgia and Pennsylvania and others who have tried to fix their voting laws. We've got Merrick Garland now coming into Georgia, suing Georgia.
Right.
Because supposedly black people are too stupid to get IDs, according to Democrats.
Right.
But with Arizona, the Democrats sent in 100 lawyers in order to fight a forensic audit. You know, the Democrats will say, well, if we just do a portion of the ballots, you know, if there's 1,000 ballots, let's just do 100 ballots to do an audit. That's not how you do an audit. You don't do a partial audit.
Right.
You look at all the ballots. So it'll be very good to see what comes out of the audit of Arizona, which should be coming down. But again, the old Shakespearean saying, thou dost protest too much.
Yes.
That's how you know that there was something rotten happening, because of how much they've lawyered up, how much they're using Merrick Garland and the DOJ to stop voter ID laws from happening in Georgia. But this is exactly what needs to happen, is that red state governors need to solidify their election laws. And the audit from Arizona, the results from that audit, I think are going to blow open a can of worms.
How embarrassed should Bill Barr be? I mean, even at this point, I mean, he comes out and says that, you know, that in essence, Trump was delusional, that there was no basis, you know, for his comments about, you know, about fraud, you know, and he said it very emphatically. And here it is. I mean, you know, to your point, if that was the case, why is Merrick Garland, you know, so up to his, you know, his elbows and his earlobes on this deal?
Right. Because, again, if there were voter ID laws, like a national voter ID, for example, the Democrats wouldn't win another election.
Mm-hmm.
And in Georgia, for example, we should not have a Reverend Senator Ralph Warnock or whatever. We've got 335,000 ballots in Georgia that have no chain of custody, and all of these ballots were found in drop boxes. When they started using drop boxes, I said, we're doomed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anyone can go up, and it's not monitored. Anyone can drop off hundreds of ballots, and they do. And drop boxes are a ballot harvester's dream. And so all of those 335,000 ballots in Georgia in one county were in Fulton County, were in drop boxes. Now Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, wants the state to take over the Fulton County election. Well, that's thanks, Brad. A little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks for doing
your job here. You're really great.
Right,
hey,
yeah.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to address something that I've been angry about, you know, for quite a while. And it just and I apologize up front, because my anger is intensifying as I consider our citizens being held in confinement in Washington, D.C. over this January 6th fiasco. And you've got a column at ReaganBabe.com. Deprogramming of January 6th defendants is underway. What's going on?
That was specifically the case of a 59-year-old hairdresser from Texas who pled guilty for parading through the Capitol. But not until she was forced, or at least asked and forced, to read certain things by her lawyer, which is basically what they do in gulags, right?
I was going to say, exactly, here. Read this in front of the video so we can send it back to America. Yeah, right.
Right, but she had to read some, like, deprogramming literature. And this is straight out of communist, you know, China and Russia, exactly, with what's happening as far as these federal gulags. And one of the most disappointing things since January 6th has been the silence by President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute silence. He has supporters that are sitting in solitary confinement for nearly 100 days now, mm-hmm, and not a word. They've suffered abuse. They've suffered deprogramming. And they've suffered financial, basically, destitution.
Exactly.
And public scorn. And nothing has been said. It's time.
Yeah, I mean, this is really surprising, you know, that Donald Trump would not be at the forefront supporting, you know, the people that supported him. I don't. Yeah, I don't understand
it. Especially when these people are falsely imprisoned.
Without a doubt, and treated the way they are. I mean, some have been physically abused. It's disgusting hearing the reports, their inability to even consult with their attorneys. We got to leave it there, and she'll be back next week by God's grace. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we got a great story here. We've got a rocket scientist, believe it or not, turned NASA astronaut. She's now retired. Shares her experiences from her time spent aboard the space shuttle and the International Space Station, the challenges she faced, and how space exploration is helping to address issues here on Earth. Joan Higginbotham, welcome to Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am fantastic, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's so exciting. I think you're the first astronaut I've spoken with, so we're going to mark this this day in infamy between me and you, if that's okay.
Hey, I'll take it. Sounds good to me.
Well, you began your career at NASA in 87 as a payload electrical engineer at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Now, during your 9-year tenure there, you participated in numerous space shuttle launches, from the firing room, the nerve center for launches, an impressive accomplishment for anyone. However, when you returned to the Kennedy Space Center for launch of Space Shuttle Discovery on STS-116, a 12-day mission to the International Space Station, you took participation to a whole new level, right? How did you do that?
Absolutely did. It was fantastic. You know, after spending 9 years at the Cape and helping countless astronauts launch into space and get back home safely, it was my turn on December 9th, 2006. And I tell you, Bill, I could not have been more excited to launch into space and to help continue building the International Space Station and getting to represent my country in a very unique and special manner.
Well, exactly, and also how you continue to hold the door open. I mean, here you are, the third of only three African-American women astronauts to fly in space. So now you're telling the next generation behind you, come on in, the water's fine, right?
Absolutely. It may be a little deep, but you can tread water and you'll do fine. So there are actually two more African-American females that are trained up, and one is assigned to a mission. Hopefully she'll fly sometime this summer. The other one has been tapped as part of the crew to train for a future moon mission. So I won't be number three for long. We'll bring some other people in, and we'll expand our club.
Well, the fact of the matter is you'll always be number three, because that's your rightful position that you earned.
That's true.
And the fact that there are so many there, you know, what I love about what NASA's doing here is that they're tapping into this massive human potential that's available, regardless of color, creed, you know, faith. Look, if you got the goods and you can perform, you're there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a competitive process, so you know that they get the creme de la creme, and everybody who goes up is very capable of executing a flawless space mission and moving us forward in our space profile.
Well, that is awesome. Joan Higginbotham, who's with us right now, and we're talking the Space Shuttle Discovery, which the crew of 2006 you were part of. Tell us about your experience.
Awesome. Just a whole bunch of adjectives that I don't even come to mind right now. We got to take up another piece of the space station. We rewired it 2 days in a row, powered down half, rewired it, powered it back up, and did the same thing with the other half of the space station the next day. Took up about 6,000 pounds of equipment that the astronauts needed for future missions. And then we did a crew exchange. There was an astronaut that was on board for 4 months. It was time for him to come down, so we brought his replacement up to take his place so that he could go home and get back to his family.
It doesn't sound like anything like a 3-day weekend vacation in the Bahamas or anything like that, does it?
You know what? It's about as fantastic.
Well, that's a nice comparison. But to do all the electrical changes you had to do, just thinking about it, it shocks me just a bit, if I can say that. So what were the biggest challenges of living in space that you experienced, Joan?
Some of the biggest challenges that we experienced were some of the things that we really take for granted here on Earth. So you get up in the morning, you take the cap off the toothpaste, you place it down. You can't do that in space, so you have to be very mindful of what you're doing and where you put things. You can't do laundry in space, which is, you know, may excite some people who are not great, you know, laundry people. You know, I can go to space and not do laundry, but trust me, there's a downfall after everyone is exercising every day and they air out their clothes to dry. And trust me, you want to do laundry when you're in space. And so I think it's really great that NASA and Tide are partnering and coming up with laundry solutions so that astronauts can do laundry in space. But not only that, once they are doing their laundry, they actually can take that water, recycle it, and use it for drinking water, which is going to be so important as we do these long-duration missions, and you're not able to send up water, and you're not able to send up routinely new clothes. But not only that, Bill, it has implications for what we do here on Earth as well. For our countries that are constrained with water, how game-changing is this going to be for them to be able to take a finite amount of water and use it for multiple purposes?
Wow. This is incredible. You know, it just seems like something that is just so simple But yet, when you really think about it, and the other thing, too, what you've done is you've empowered mothers now with the response to their teenagers that, hey, you have to do your laundry. What do you think? You live in space now? Right?
Right. I don't know how well that's going to go over, but hey, I say people give it a try and see what happens.
Exactly. Well, you know, today it's laundry. Tomorrow it'll probably be something else. Right, Joan?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What was the biggest wow for you?
So if I can, I will say two biggest wows. The first one is seeing Earth for the first time from space and just noticing how beautiful the planet is. Because we're not looking through pollution, the oceans are just vibrantly blue, the deserts are just sandy brown. And the second thing is, as you're looking down on Earth, you just realize how incredibly fragile it is, and it's currently the only place that we have to live. So we really need to be very mindful of how we treat the Earth and treat our precious resources, such as water.
Mm-hmm. And for you, 20-year career with NASA, in looking back, what sticks out for you, besides the shuttle, certainly, the shuttle experience?
Gosh, I would have to say the people. I met some fantastic people when I worked on the shuttle as an engineer. All the folks who just really put their heart and soul into giving the astronauts a really great space vehicle to fly on. And getting to travel around and talk to people and meet people. Those are some of the best memories that I'll ever have and I'll keep with me forever.
What would you say to the young girls, young boys growing up who have astronaut ambitions?
I would say they can do it. A couple of things. First of all, study hard. Getting into that field is very difficult and challenging, but if they study hard, they can do it. The second thing is perseverance. I had to try 2 times before I was selected to be an astronaut, and that's okay. So perseverance is something that is going to serve them well in their life and in their career. And the third thing is just believing in themselves. I am proof positive that if I can do it, I know that they can do it. So highly encourage those young people that have these type of ambitions to believe in themselves and keep reaching for their dreams.
Well, Joan, you may be number 3, but with us, you're number 1. I want you to know that, okay? The first retired NASA astronaut to be on the show, Joan Higginbotham. Joan, where can people go? Last question for more information.
So there's more information that will be forthcoming. Keep your eyes and ears to the ground for Mission PG Tide. That will be coming in 2022 to the International Space Station.
Exciting. Joan Higginbotham, thank you for being with us. Take care. Safe travels.
No, thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ted Baer is with us. Yes, he is in the house, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely great because I'm talking to you.
Well, that's great.
Get technology to work. I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. It's high five time. Hey, did you have a good time at NRB in Dallas, Texas?
You know, it is so busy, and I've been on the board since 1980, and I've been going since 1978. I mean, the only good news was seeing you for 2 seconds. And my daughter yes. said she had a great interview with you.
Oh, and, you know, she's delightful.
We see friends there. But yes. lots of interviews. I think the only other people, well, every time I went in for an interview into the press room, there was two of my best friends, Kevin and Sam Sorbos.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We were
yeah.
all doing constant interviews. You know, I kept saying to them, you're famous, I'm not. Why is this happening to me?
because you underestimate your famosity. You do.
You're
much more famous than you realize. Ted, what was the biggest takeaway, you know, for you? I know you were busy, board meetings, all that was going on. You know, for NRB, we opened up. It was nice to see people's faces. You know, the last time we were together, you know, it was right as the pandemic was coming into play. We were very diligent about, you know, washing our hands and all that even then. But now it was good to see old friends, and you could see their smiling faces.
Well, I thought the best part was Jeremy's talk and my talk. My talk was on fire. So I was very, very blessed. The talk I gave about how to make money in Hollywood movies.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, you've been sharing that with filmmakers for a long time, especially Christian filmmakers. And wow, I mean, the number of new Christian filmmakers, they seem to be reproducing, and the kind of quality work which was on display with Dallas and Chosen. I mean, I'll tell you, this is, they're opening up some new standards for Christian filmmaking now.
Dallas is doing a great job. A lot of Christian filmmakers, even my favorite ones, the Kendricks, Alex Kendrick was my radio engineer, et cetera, mm-hmm. they're doing under $100 million. The average Hollywood movie, and this is what I was talking to people about, is $102 million to produce. That means it's got to make $250 million to break even, because you have to make 2.5 times negative cost. 50% goes to the theater, 50% of that goes to the distributor. So we're not even the ballpark. I mean, I have people telling me, oh, we made $20 million. I said, at $10 a ticket, that means 2 million people in a country of 340 million people. So I'm challenging these people to learn how to make great movies, not just good
yes.
movies, to mm-hmm. go from the minor leagues to the major leagues. I think we can do it. But, that takes a lot of training and a lot of discipline. I talked mm-hmm. to him about the fact I was on the ski team at Dartmouth, and I had a coach who won the Olympics a couple of times, and he got me in. I came in third in the internationals, which occurs on the off years from the Olympics. And you've got to work like a dog to do that. And I see Christian filmmakers saying, oh, I downloaded this from God. And then I say to him, so you mean God is a lousy filmmaker? You can make great films. You have to learn what is a film is not like a Vincent van Gogh or Jackson Pollock painting. It is structure. It is all structure, and they don't understand the structure. It's like building a bridge from my heart, Bill, to your heart, which you do every time you interview me. So you've got to build that bridge. And if you start off, if you don't have a good inciting moment, if you don't have a good premise, if you don't understand how to build the jeopardy, then the movie becomes flabby. And the worst thing is if you have a hospital movie. So, or a walk-around movie where, there's static conflict where, they're just walking around waiting for the next scene to happen. And I see those things all the time. And I'm just, if I was still had hair, I'd tear it out, because I want Christians to succeed. That's what
Exactly. Well, I think that's why so many of us are excited about what's going on with The Chosen, what Dallas and the team have been able to accomplish all through crowdfunding. I mean, they're going into, they're already in production for their third season. Their new episode will be dropping tonight. They premiered one of the latest episodes from Series 2 there at NRB. I think it was about 1,500, 1,600 people there to witness it. And the following is just immense. I mean, 1.6 million downloads. They're projecting to reach a billion by the end of the year. That's pretty exciting to hold. You talk about building bridges, to build bridges to that many people and to build them in such a way that they're willing to participate in the production by paying it forward and investing in this series, which has just been an incredible blessing. And I think can be quite a lesson, for would-be filmmakers to see, what can be done, and at the same time also what's being done here. I think that we got some great example on display here with Chosen.
Well, the biggest Christian movie about Jesus was The King of Kings. It was done by Cecil B. DeMille, whose father was a pastor. It supposedly reached 2/3 of the population of the world. It was the most popular film in Africa, Asia. And many people came to Christ. So, the Jesus film has done over 2 billion people. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to separate between coverage and actual viewers. And, when I did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television, I was head of the company that did it. We had 37 million viewers. And a guy named Ted Turner came along, who I knew well. And Ted Turner had one little satellite dish in North Carolina. It was his father's. His father committed suicide. And he was telling advertisers that he was reaching 90% of the United States. He didn't have anybody watching because nobody had satellite dishes at that time. Nobody had cable in 1978. Mm-hmm. So coverage is different than, and downloads are different.
Exactly.
Than actual population viewership. We want to penetrate. But, you know, I'll tell you some good news because we don't want to focus on, you know.
Yeah, we've got about 4.5 minutes left here, and I know we wanted to talk about some of the reviews.
Let me tell you good news. There are three movies out right now. Three movies, one opening this weekend, one opening next week, and one out right now that are extremely conservative. And I'm just blown away by this. For instance, in Black Widow, you know, she is being taken care of. She thinks they're her parents, of her and her sister. She gets whisked off to a Soviet camp where the government is training her and her sister and other women, it's trafficking, to be killers for the Soviet Union. She is, you know, sterilized. And in the movie, she regrets it's pro-life. Now, if you could tell me that who is pro-life, the star certainly isn't pro-life. And then Boss Baby, which is absolutely terrific. And, you know, and I know Tom McGrath, he came to the Movie Guide Awards, and that was the biggest movie that year. Boss Baby is about the babies from baby court finding out that teachers are trying to steal the children from the parents. So they have to fight the government and the education department who are trying to steal children from the parents. And then F9, again, is very conservative, pro-family, pro-life movie. Now you got three movies there that are the biggest movies coming out that are pro-life, pro-family, anti-socialism. I mean, really, you know, that's, those movies... Already, F9 has made over $100 million, and worldwide it's doing $200 million. Those movies are reaching people.
Right.
I want to see us make movies that reach people, but I'm so grateful because behind every one of these movies, like Tom McGrath, who did Boss Baby, are people we know. And you know, they're the ones that are really dedicated people of faith and values that don't wear their faith on the sleeve. Don't come to the NRB. They come to the Movie Guide Awards, and they are making movies that are making a difference. Last year, of the top 10 grossing movies, not one of them had a liberal worldview. All of them were conservative.
Wow, I'm glad you point that out. Hey, by the way, when Ted talks about F9, he's talking about Fast and Furious. He's not talking about something on your keyboard. Okay,
no,
it's Fast and Furious 9. Yes,
that's the name of the film. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's doing incredibly well. It's done well worldwide. And I'm proud of these people. These people are not wearing their faith on their sleeve, but their faith is woven into it. And Boss Baby, there's actually a scene about Jesus. There's actually Christmas. There's actually Nativity. It's got woven into the fabric. So that the people who are watching it, one, are learning that you got to support family over the government education. Two, that you got to support Jesus. Three, that babies are created in heaven by God, which is we're told in the Psalms that this is a reward of the Lord. All of those biblical points are woven into the story, so it's seamless and funny and delightful. You know, and the people who are starring in it, I don't think they have any idea what's going on because they hold diametrically opposed points of view than what's going on.
Wow. Well, we can celebrate that, Ted. Dr. Ted Baer from MovieGuide.org, that's where you want to go. We didn't get a chance to talk about an article there that you need to read about the Media Hype, the Equality Act, that actually hurts people of faith. And we've got to make sure that we're empowered with knowledge because that precedes action, and action is essential for a free government. Ted, happy 4th of July. Have a great time with your family, and we'll remember together what this country is all about and all the great ideas that our founding fathers, you know, put before us for us to...
Happy 4th of July. My son is on the 1776 Commission, and he just wrote a great paper on the Constitution, and he was, a special deputy for Trump in charge of domestic affairs. So those are the good days, and they're going to come again. I know that.
Amen. Because, you got it.
Watch these movies and have a great weekend.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.